Yeah, very exciting. Now that Nimai Pandit, they said that he has a broken leg and will be operation day after tomorrow. She was really in a lot of pain. Couldn't even, just laying there, couldn't even move him. That's good, because we thought that maybe his hips or something was broken.
Gaurashakti Prabhu has broken his leg?
Gaurashakti, Nimai Pandit, devotee over here.
I misunderstood. Okay. Nimai.
That's what I was, spent my morning on. Okay, anything? Hare Krishna. Anything else?
Thank you, Vivi. I wonder, you want me to know particular things first. Yeah. Maybe you can. Maybe you have some advice in general. But if you want me to ask questions, I can ask, but I want to. I want you to advise, or maybe you can, you have some ideas about my situation, or...
What, you mean just practically speaking, or?
Yeah. If you want, I can ask something about Shri Upanishad.
Go ahead. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
We also studied, but not too much. Just in a week, we studied Shri Upanishad. And Maharaj told them.
Which Maharaj?
I think he's from England or. Niroshima Maharaj.
Niroshima. China.
Yeah, China.
Preachers in China.
Yeah.
He's from England. Yeah. He's Scotland.
Then he thought that Shri Upanishad is the, in Vedas, the beginning stage of transcendental knowledge.
Mm.
And then I was thinking that it is beginning stage of transcendental knowledge. I should first study Shri Upanishad.
What's that? We just take one. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I should first study Shri Upanishad because I am the beginning stage of knowing, learning this knowledge. So I just started to study again, and every night Harivas Prabhu teach me. Then, a general question about what is Shri Upanishad, why Prabhupada translated Shri Upanishad earlier, what is the importance of Shri Upanishad? General question, actually. And one more particular question about the first introduction mantra. I heard that this mantra is not belong to Shri Upanishad, but I don't know where it's belong. Yeah.
Anyway, Upanishads generally is teachings on soul. And just like in Bhagavad Gita, first teaching of Bhagavad Gita is to understand the eternal spiritual nature. And that's the general function of Upanishads. And Upanishads also emphasize, because they emphasize soul, and they emphasize the spiritual aspect of existence, therefore they tend to be viewed as emphasizing impersonal teachings. not Mayavad, but impersonal.
So, Krishna's personality is not emphasized in the Shivaishapanishad.
In the Shivaishapanishad, it's there. No, it's directly. It says that you should let me see your face. So, it's there. But in other Upanishads, generally, it's even more obscure, the personal nature of Godhead. So that's why it's considered to be preliminary, because for those people who are having to develop the qualification of systematically understanding the personal form of Godhead, and they don't have either that type of association, because even not necessarily their teacher is aware of full personal realization, or they go through those type of teachings that even if you recognize that Supreme Personality of Godhead is ultimately God, but still you should also be aware of how spirit pervades everything. You should understand the difference between matter and spirit. You should understand your eternal spiritual nature, and so on. So that's why it's considered to be the first lesson, just like Dehi no Svinjata Dehi is the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita. And then it continues. Isha Upanishad, because it also talks about who's Isha, who's the controller. So there is reference to the personal form of Godhead. And Tata Pushan Pashin Sapta Dharmaya Drishtare Hiranya Patrena Mukhena. It says, the remove this effulgence so that I can see your mukha, so that I can see your face. So that means that's the same principle that Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. So he says that this Brahman, which is this Hiranmayena Patrena, this golden effulgence, he says that Krishna says Brahmano hi pratishtaham, that it's subordinate to me. Same thing, so he says, remove the effulgence so I can see your face. That means that the face or the form is the actual source of the effulgence, and the effulgence is actually secondary. So it's very clear, it's very explicit. Although it's not explicit to the stage of Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Venum Kanvantam Aravinda Dalatakshyam. That's very explicit. Then it says he wears, what is it? Not just talks about a face, but describes what the face is like. And he has a peacock feather, and he has a turban, and he, so everything is there. So that's very explicit. Here, it's just he has face. Face means that he's a person. But that then becomes a logical consequence rather than explicitly stated by Shastra. So that's why we study Upanishads. And Srila Prabhupada wrote about Upanishads because in the Indian tradition, the Vedantic, Vedic tradition, everyone is meant to give commentary on Bhagavad Gita, on Upanishads. You have to prastantrai, you have to give commentary on three sources of Shruti, Smriti, and Purana. So Prabhupada gave Srimad Bhagavatam, gave on Bhagavad Gita, gave on Upanishads. So there's a tradition, compulsory tradition, of having to actually comment on that. And that's why Srila Prabhupada also presented that. And of course, as a Vaishnavacharya, Prabhupada wanted to emphasize that all scriptures ultimately speak about Krishna as the Supreme Person. Some hint at it, some directly speak, some very explicitly, but everyone is glorifying Krishna. And that's also the conclusion of all acharyas that Vede Ramayana Shaiva Bharati Tata. So whether it's the Vedas or the Ramayana or Mahabharata, so Madhavacharya says, Adi Madhya Anta Hari Sarvatra Giyate. At the beginning, middle, and end of all these scriptures, only Hari is glorified.
Also, Krishna himself says that all the Vedas I am to know.
That's right. So, but it's a question of how you will know and whether you have the eyes to see him. And if you don't have the eyes to see, then you won't see.
Yes.
And who's the one who has the eyes to see? Bhakti-anamali-janati. Only devotees can see. So, bhakti-osimi-sakat-cheti. Those who are devotees, those who are friendly, disposed to Krishna, will see Krishna everywhere, whatever they look at, Vedanta Sutra or anywhere. And others, they won't. Demigod worship, everything ultimately leads to that. It's all meant to lead to Krishna, directly and indirectly. As far as first verse is concerned, whether it's actually in as part of Ishapanishad, I can't say. Someone who knows, is a scholar technically on those things, should be asked. I'm going to go and see Govinda Maharaj. Tomorrow I'm not going to be going over. I'll just go over for morning program and then come back.
You want me to bring it?
Take those upstairs. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Hare Krishna.